have a divisional matchup when you get back to back against a team that you're going to see so closely between games as opposed to what we normally would see, especially like last year?
Not really. I mean, you build a familiarity with the teams in your division. You play them so often, but when you get a team pretty closely sandwiched together, that second game, you're pretty familiar with what they're doing. So that's a little bit different in our schedule. But we don't see these guys enough to kind of fall into that category.
What's your first look at this team with Tavares on it? What can adding a player of that caliber do to change the way a team would play?
Well, obviously a really dynamic player. They have a really skilled group up front, and, it makes them pretty deep offensively. So, you've seen some of their games, the way that they can, make plays. If you allow them to have time and space with the puck, it's going to be tough.
Game 10 for both these clubs, does it take at least October and into November for teams to develop the personality and the consistency they like to see moving forward over the course of 8 months or more?
I think so. Every team is different each and every year. Our team has different faces, and we're trying to figure out who does what and what everyone brings to the table. So it's a feeling out process, trying to get everyone on the same page and pushing in the same direction.
Having Patrick on your line, how does he fit in there?
Patty's a big body, and he moves really well. I thought in the third period last game, we spent a lot of time in the offensive zone. I think all three of us were determined to do the right things, use the back of the net. We can be tough to play against when all three of us are protecting the puck and moving our feet. So did some good things, had some good looks, and hopefully we can build off that.
Patty called you and Mark, the two best players in the league, and what an honor it is to be able to play with you two. Most of the guys on the team talk this way, but for you and Mark, what's it like to have, the ability to cycle through scorers like Patrick Laine and Kyle Connor?
What a luxury it is to have that caliber of guys on our team, we have a number of guys that are incredibly talented offensively. I think the two of us, we've built a really good foundation over the last handful of years. And like I said, we're lucky to have guys that can step in and give different looks and, kind of refresh things a little bit. So at different points in the year, you're going to need those things to kind of, keep guys fresh and show different things.
What's been the key to getting consistent results while maybe not having the consistency in play that you want or not being where you want it to be yet?
I think we're resilient. I think the games have been a bit of a grind for us, but I don't – there really shouldn't be any differently, This is it is the best league in the world, so, we can't expect to come out and just roll over teams. So I think there's been points of time in the games where we're frustrated and things aren't coming easy for us. But I think at those moments we've responded the correct way. We've gone back to some of the things that make us good, and haven't folded in. It's easy to quit when things are frustrating and guys aren't really feeling that good about themselves. So we've stuck together and found a way to battle through some frustrating times.